Scott, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. What is the Michigan Association of United Ways?
The Michigan Association of United Ways is a nonprofit network that represents the 63 United Way organizations across the state of Michigan that are serving the health, education, and income needs of each of our local communities.
All right. Give me all 63 of those. No, I'm just kidding, Scott. Thanks for being with us this morning. I want to know what 211 is. I do know that it's a social service helpline that is supposedly extremely helpful in helping connect people with the basic needs and to find volunteer opportunities. Currently, 80% of Michigan is covered by this. And this afternoon, Congressman Mike Rogers is in town, and he's going to join United Way leaders to advocate for federal funding that would allow Michigan and other states to be covered by the 211 program. I know you're happy about this. Explain more in detail the 211 program.
Most certainly. You did a great job in terms of giving the brief understanding behind 211. It is a three-digit call number, very similar to 911. We're all familiar with calling 911 for emergency needs. You can simply dial 211 in many communities across the state of Michigan to access a wealth of information in terms of a database that can connect you with both nonprofit and government services. You listed some of them, from a food bank to volunteer efforts to, if I just have a question about where I may want to donate some used goods from my home, 211 is always there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our service specialists out there can connect you with a wealth of information, and we're just thrilled today that Congressman Rogers, on behalf of the entire Michigan congressional delegation, has signed on as a co-sponsor to this federal legislation, which hopefully will bring 211 nationwide. As you mentioned, 80% of Michigan's communities today have 211. We have some underserved communities. Just giving some of the resource challenges many of our locals have, and we're hoping in partnership with the federal government, between local, state, and federal resources, we can all band together to bring 211 to the entire state of Michigan, which really brings us a super amount of data, very rich in terms of having that entire coverage for the state, so that we can work even closer hand-in-hand with the state of government in terms of an efficient delivery model for Michigan.
Scott, who created 211, and was it created in Michigan?
Actually, 211 has its dates back to Atlanta, Georgia, was the first site that 211 began in. Here in Michigan, since the early 2000s, we began working on 211 and have had a great amount of success in terms of how quickly this startup system has really gained traction. So we're hoping just to make that final push to get to 100% statewide coverage.
How long has it been in effect in the state of Michigan?
State of Michigan, it goes back to the early 2000s. I believe 2002 was our first site.
And where are you getting funding?
Right now, funding comes primarily from our local nonprofit, United Ways, in conjunction with many local and some state resources that have banded together to fund the system as it currently exists. We're hoping that this additional federal matching opportunity will help us complete and build out the capacity so that all citizens can access the service.
Well, it sounds like it's a great thing, especially for folks in need. If you're hungry, if you're looking for a job, if you are looking to give your time and efforts, all you have to do is call 211 and you can get everything you need.
You got it, and it's great to have a live voice that you can talk to and work through some of these challenges that Michiganians face.
So when do you expect action from the federal government on this?
Well, we're hearing right now that we may get the bill taken up in Congress yet in September. We've had a bill introduced in the past few sessions. This one's really gotten traction in that we have a majority of Congress across the nation that is also co-sponsoring it. So we hope that gives us the push that yet in this congressional session we can finish this legislation off.
Scott, what's the need for your services? Has it plateaued since the economy seems to have plateaued, or is there still a great need there?
Oh, there is clearly an ever-increasing need. This year especially, we've seen a huge increase in the number of calls we've received. On a statewide basis, we're in excess of over 800,000 calls on an annual basis that come into our service.
All right, Scott. Well, it sounds like it's an exciting time for you. Where is Mike Rogers going to be appearing with you folks?
Mike Rogers is going to be at the Ingham County Public Health Department, which is a great partner with 211 in terms of some of the work we do is regarding information about H1N1 and helping kids with health insurance needs.
Is his appearance open to the public, or is he just going there to talk with and work with United Way leaders?
He is going to be meeting with us to gain a better understanding of the network, and then it's followed by a press conference with the media right there in their lobby.
And what time is that again?
That's going to be at 2 o'clock today.